Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Thanks for joining us. Scott Zolak, Coach Belichick with you. Time now for our plays of the week. After big wins, we look at some of the big plays. Ravens game, Coach, what do we have?
Well, this is a play that the Ravens ran on the first drive, and could see that there's a little play action fake here. They ran the tight end on and out, the fullback in the flat, and then ran Torrey Smith on his over route and caught it over here across the field. So as you see this play unfold, we're just a little bit late. The coverage just can't quite get to the play. It's a good throw and a good catch. And, the Ravens pick up about 20 yards on that play. But one of the things that, I think our defense as a group has done a good job of, and one of the things you love about Devin McCourty is not making the same mistake twice or recognizing the play the second time around. So here the Ravens are just flipping the play over. So there's the tight end. There's the fullback and the fake. And then this is Smith coming across on the backside with the in cut. So it's the exact same play, flipped over to the other side. And this time, Devin goes around the tight end, around Daniels, gets in position to come in and cut off the over route and make the play. So great job of, recognition, anticipation, seeing the play and making it. And,
especially a big game of that magnitude, and watch your sideline explode after he reads it, picks it off, and just the place went crazy after that.
Yeah, and a lot of times, I hear from the fans or sportscasters or whatever.
Know-it-alls.
Why don't you keep doing? It was working. Why didn't you keep doing it? Why don't you keep doing it? It was working. Why did you change it? Why didn't you keep doing it? Well, that's one of the reasons why it's hard in this league to just keep doing the same thing over and over again against players like that. They see it the second time around and they nail it. So
that's late in the game too. So, that's third quarter, and that happened early in the game, basically first drive.
Yeah, no, it was a huge play.
All right, Coach, and moving on, next play here.
Well, one of the big plays of the game, of course, was Daron Harmon's interception. And so this play sets up as an empty formation. This is Daniels here, and he'll be double teamed. Of course, he's the guy they threw the touchdown to and almost hit in the fourth quarter. And then down here we have Devin and Revis locked up in man-to-man coverage. Kyle Arrington's over here in the slot, and then this is Logan Ryan out here on Torrey Smith. Daron's back here, and then he'll end up playing over the top of Smith. So as the play unfolds, this is probably, one of Flacco's reads, but, he sees the double coverage there on Daniels. We have pretty good coverage here, and he decides to go to Torrey Smith. Again, this is an excellent play by Harmon, the angle that he takes right for the ball and then going up to high point it. It's really a well played, something that, Coach Flores and the safeties worked on very hard this week, the deep balls, the angles, the high point in the ball, the taking it away from the receiver. And, there it is. Well played and well defended. There's really nobody else to throw to, at least immediately. And so, he takes a shot down the field.
He doesn't really commit to until Joe, releases the ball. If he commits early, Joe's going back the other way.
Right.
So it's a nice job with the hips.
Here's the same play from the end zone. I think get a good look at what Harmon's seeing. There's Flacco, one quick look down the field. And then, back to the defensive right side. And Daron gets a great break on the ball, goes up and high points it. The angles for the safeties, taking the proper angle, the right landmark and getting to the spot of the throw is, so important, and did a great job of it.
Sure. Complimentary, too. You got Jamie Collins with some nice pressure where he spins back outside, and it's almost like Joe can't step into it.
So right.
A little bit helps. All right, you guys got the rock.
Well, I thought this was a big play for us just to get the, we're down 14-0. Big play to get the drive started here. This is Gronkowski up the seam, and Tim Wright on a kind of out and up on the outside off a little play fake here. So what happens on the play is after the fake, that the width that Gronkowski has and Tim Wright on the sideline, they're really on different levels here. Puts a lot of stress on the corner, and then the free safety, Will Hill, is working back to the middle of the field, trying to deal with the seam over here to Edelman's side. So we have the field pretty well stretched. Again, this is a key part of the play here is LeGarrette coming out and getting through the line of scrimmage, forcing the linebacker to come and take him on that check down. And then, that opens up the space for Rob down there on the seam. Had the corner close a little bit tighter on this seam route, then we'd have a chance to hit Tim Wright down the sideline there. So It's kind of a two-on-one fast break there on the corner with a good positioning here by the back by LeGarrette to, you know, force the linebacker to take the check down, open up the space there.
Nice job, Tom, stepping up, too. And it's almost like he wanted to give him the ball so much quicker. Yeah. It opens up. You're like, oh, my God, I got to get it to 87 there.
Yeah, well, I think Tom's eyes always light up when Rob comes open. And, right. You know, this is a big play in a game for us, too. Amendola working a quick out route here on Elam. And, you know, he makes the catch for a couple-yard gain and spins out of the tackle. One of the things you really love about LaFell, I love coaching him, is, you know, this type of play right here where he sees Stewart coming over to make the tackle. He's got Melvin kind of, you know, blocking Melvin, but he sees Stewart flying over there, and he just comes off and nicks him so that Danny can get into the end zone. A heads-up play, a smart play, you know, play that honestly most receivers aren't really looking to make. But, you know, he's not only blocking his guy, but now he sees a more dangerous guy coming and takes care of him so Danny can get into the end zone. This is a big play for us, a good catch-and-run play. And, you know, the big play for Amendola.
It's not a one-game thing either. It seems like every week we're talking about that with Brandon, too, whether it's a slip screen to Julian, you know, the stock blocking, you know, 8 yards
yes.
down. You know, you really don't see it. It doesn't add up on the stat sheet, but that's a great play.
All right. Well, down by seven, you know, late in the third quarter. Got the ball at midfield after a first down. And this is the play with, you know, with Edelman going in motion and the Ravens kind of swing the coverage here. So Levine, who's usually the nickelback, swings back to the middle of the field. Hill rotates down, and Stewart's going to come off the wide side of the field here with a blitz. So one of the keys to this play is Solder. Solder does a good job here of throwing the cut block on Suggs to get his hands down so that there's a clear path for the ball there. Normally we're throwing the ball at like this type of an angle, but with this lateral, you know, having that lane and having the no hands up so the ball doesn't get tipped, because now it'll be a free ball if it got tipped there. That's really a key part of the play there for Solder, and so he throws it out here to Edelman. Rob's got the force guy, but as you can see, Will Hill's coming from pretty far deep, and he's really no threat to get there. And the corner, Melvin, holds long enough to kind of watch what's happening. By that time, Amendola's passed him, and Julian makes a good throw there. So, you know, I think when the fans heard you know, myself and Tom Brady and Julian Edelman say, well, we got the perfect defense for it. Well, this blitz by Stewart really, you know, opened things up so that we have a 3-on-2 situation out here with a passer and then, you know, two guys to block two. So, you know, once the corner, you know, starts to come up a little bit, then, you know, that Danny can slip behind him. There's really no pressure at all on Julian to make this throw. In terms of, you know, defense.
And I mean, at that point in the game, too, with the temperature of what it was, it's not like Julian's on the sideline loosening up, right?
No.
Kind of got to slide him in to play some catch with Tom, right, to maybe get a couple throws back. It's the only way he could really do it.
It was a big play at the right time.
Coach, great stuff. Good luck this week, AFC Championship game. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, there's your plays of the week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.